Marty's ready to go. Heads on the hips. This guy needs a microphone.
Running out of fucks to give.
All right, we'll get to it later. We got a pod. Microphone check 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to the Mucked Up Podcast. We are the Mucks. I will be taking one of these. I'm Slim. I keep forgetting to introduce myself, so I'm Slim. To my left is Price.
How we living? How we living, fam?
To his right. To my right, Day-Day.
Well, to my right, too, I guess, right?
And Marty.
I guess.
Are these? I thought you hated these. The one that you left at my crib, I just picked up a habit because people keep leaving. This started because Deucen left them. Don't leave crack in my crib. I'm fucking
Call out of work.
Conspiring.
Oh, shit. I'm happy to be podding again now. I feel like we took way too long off. But
facts. Yeah, we're back, though.
Life is life. I was just telling you guys, really, the reason we didn't pod last time was because I got towed for blocking my own driveway because me and Price were on some fucking bullshit.
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
I don't like that, though, because who are you protecting me from? This is my shit.
I think my neighbor snitched.
You think so?
Yeah. My neighbor just...
Should we snitch on them?
Yeah. Eye for an eye. We could really get him out of here.
Because he had a body on the cereal.
Who should we call?
It's three letters.
They're doing tuition forgiveness or student loan forgiveness.
Yeah, if I call ICE.
Yeah.
I can save my mom some chicken behind that.
You know?
Shit.
Nasty proposition.
Yeah, right?
You gotta do what it takes.
The play don't care who makes it, bro.
Yeah, you play to win the game, bro.
But yeah, that sucked. Then there was death, which also sucked. Oh, shit, so it took a while. R.I.P. Dylan Geller, for sure. That was rough. The funerals get rougher the younger the person is, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, old. You lived a little bit, too.
Right. Someone has a good life. I'm at the funeral just cracking bits, really.
Yeah.
What was the bet the guy had at the comedy show? He's like, the baby doesn't have a lake house.
Yeah, we have no reason to get excited. There's no will.
Of course, it's tragic. No one gets anything.
That is a hilariously, honestly, real observation. That dude had an honest conversation with himself one day.
Nah, because when somebody dies, like, say that somebody dies at 20, you think, like, I'm 32. Like, I had 12 years of fuck shit to do. Like,
right.
They did got cheated out.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. So, this is episode 23. 23, goat number.
Sit on that money tree.
Jordan year type shit. So we're going to get into the Michael Jordan of X. For example, Michael Jordan of cap. Michael Jordan of code switching. Michael Jordan of overachieving.
Ooh,
Marty made a good point.
This should be good. This is going to be good.
What'd you say? You said Michael Jordan.
Might be the Jordan of his
life. All 20 of these things. Ironically, well, ChatGPT, which doesn't help me at all with any of this stuff, put Jordan for some of them, put LeBron for a lot of them. Those are boring shits, right?
Well, right away, looking at Cap'n, I think...
LeBron and Cap'n, though.
We blew it, not mention the Soulja Boy.
So before we...
Yeah, Soulja Boy really started that.
Yeah, but a lot of people cap on Soulja Boy, and Soulja Boy does tell enough truth. Like, does your truth balance...
It does.
Yeah, it does. There's truth sprinkled in every lie that Soulja Boy says.
Right. He should be a candidate, but because his truths, a broken clock is right twice a day, right? Mm-hmm. Some of these guys are just fucking not. The clock's not even on.
Depends on extravagant the lie too. I think that holds some weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That fake shootout was extravagant story. That didn't happen. Probably didn't do that.
I actually believe the shootout.
No, he did. I think he did do that.
You think it happened the way he said it?
Oh, but maybe the way he said it. He said the head of another time.
And then the nigga swung his body. That's an honorable mention.
Oh, the freaky
Zeke. He wasn't lying about that, though. Yeah, that's some real shit.
Is this the second time Freaky Zeke's come up? Because I remember talking about Freaky Zeke. I interviewed him at a Starbucks one time. I've lived the weirdest life ever. Yeah, dude, I was working for, like, this PR agency,
They did like a
Dipset reunion or some shit.
Yeah.
And I interviewed Freaky Zeke and J.R. Ryder at a Starbucks in Clifton.
Just kind of gassed, I fuck with that.
Yeah, because I was working like a 9 to 5, but I was also working for this PR agency, so I had to sneak out on lunch to do this interview. I was like,
get that free Wi-Fi.
I was like, yeah, you guys got to meet me.
Yeah. I was like,
because it wasn't a video or anything. Like, I didn't need audio. It was just like, I had to get the answers to questions. So, crazy.
I think King Cap of our of the decade, 2020s, is Jussie Smollett.
So let's set some criteria here. Because
he went to jail over his cap.
That's why he's not the king. Yeah. Like I'm talking crazy. guys.
So we're doing like redoing the scamming topic,
right? Yeah.
Sort of for this successful cap. Like LeBron is the first name they put, and LeBron's like the funnest liar too, because he lies for like actual no reason. It's he does it out of sport.
LeBron lies for aura. He's an aura, aura farming type of liar, bro.
The book thing is 100% lying for aura. Fake reading books.
It's crazy. You even have to. See, you don't have to do it. That's the thing. LeBron lies where you don't have to lie.
Yeah, we never liked you because you were a reader.
Those are the best lies.
The fact that he lies for aura like that, that's how I know he cheats on his wife.
Oof, well, see, we ain't gonna speak on that, man.
I'm
gonna leave that
Black men don't cheat.
Don't cheat, bro.
All right. It's not like we fucking know.
I don't think it counts if you lie to get out of trouble. That's just survival.
Yeah, survival instincts.
You just be lying for sport.
That's cereal.
So two LeBron truths, let's be honest. Do you think LeBron cheated, and do you think LeBron took steroids? And do you think he actively does both?
Yeah, for sure.
Steroids and cheats?
I don't know.
Cheats on his wife.
Who else would you cheat on?
The game.
Basketball.
Which is steroids.
That's funny, actually. How about a little bit of both?
Yeah.
I'm not going to put the cheating on his wife on the jacket.
I'm not doing that either.
Like, out of all this time, I haven't seen any type of almost concrete evidence.
And that's why I feel like steroids would have definitely came out.
I think his recovery and his, like, longevity is, just, like, that kind of is, like, the smoking gun low-key.
Right.
Right.
In performance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but that's kind of hate, though, at the same time.
For sure.
Like, no man could be this ill, like.
But, I mean, this is biology, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Until we meet his dad.
I mean, he's still getting the milk.
Yo, I gotta see LeBron's dad's build, because if he's scrawny, that's your answer.
Roids.
Well, he definitely is one of the most biggest genetic freaks of all time. It's just he also does probably.
Yeah, I mean, when he came in the league, he was 18. And built for 18.
Well, people think with PEDs like that, is the answer. Like, no, like those freaks that you see, like Mr. Olympias and those freak athletes and shit like that, it takes actually good genetics and, like, the PEDs to make what you see. Not everybody has.
But you still got to work out, even if you take steroids. You know? Like, you still got to.
And even working out. Sometimes you may not even look like you even work out if you do PEDs.
Yeah. You have to have the foundation, of course. Yeah.
And there's different types of PEDs. Like, not all of them make you look like freaking Randy.
Yeah, I support the PEDs that are just really there to keep you away, like keep you healthy, like just maintain. Like Andy Pettit,
all about dosage.
No,
you can take a half a shot of test a week, and it just makes you like a younger body.
Yeah. Like I'll give you an example. Barry Bonds, when his head got swollen and shit. Well, he was a great player before, but he turned into a massive power hitter. His game changed.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Gary Sheffield.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Gary Sheffield was so skinny.
Yeah.
What compounds do you think he was on?
I think Barry Bonds was off like everything they could have possibly.
Yeah, I think back then they weren't really like going to. There wasn't really like scientists doing. They were going to Gold's Gym and just like getting.
Hell no. Like maybe Hank Aaron and that Barry Bonds, bro. That was some sophisticated shit. I know A-Rod's was.
Yeah, definitely A-Rod's. I guess that maybe Barry Bonds is younger than I think.
Barry Bonds is like right before A-Rod, maybe like 2-3 years more earlier.
What?
Like Roger Clemens was on the Gold's Gym shit.
Right, but then you have Andy Pettit, who was scrawny, and he just got hurt. And that's why I'm like, and like, you're keeping him out of the Hall of Fame for that, bro.
Yeah, it's
like,
fine.
Like, just because it was either his career ends or he takes steroids.
Mm.
And he never got big. Like, Andy Pettit never looked like he was on steroids.
What time frame is this, though? Because, like, not all, like, there's, like, some, like, compounds that are more prevalent in certain, like time frames.
So the steroid era baseball is marked by when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa both hit, like, 68-plus home runs in a season, which now, like, half that is
a good year. When the trend
runs crazy. So I would say, like, 98. Used to take, like, short-release gummies when he was, like, on deck, and it would be out of the system by the end of the game.
guys.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's why I was like, nah, they were like A-Rod was sophisticated.
Bro. Yeah, but that's how you know you're trying to win though.
And then A-Rod's doctor got
I wanted him on my team.
That's how he was. The guy on the Red right Sox, here, the Dreads.
What was it though that he was giving him?
Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez, like him. No, no, no.
That was crazy. I was gonna let my boy slide. That was nuts. You ain't shit.
Oh shit! That was a sorry. That was your first sorry drunk moment since you've been here. It's all right, bro. Manny Ramirez. Anyway,
a lot of baseball players with hard names. Doctor. The doctor got hot, and they all got popped back. They were all going to the same doctor. That's what it was really.
Oh, about. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Imagine Manny Ramirez and A-Rod like when the Yankees and Red Sox were beefing, just like walking into each other.
They did. That was like part of the documentary.
You're just in the hallway, like, fuck you.
So you snitch on
the thing that got ruined for them was what they didn't think about was once one of them got popped, they just went to the doctor's files and saw like 20.
That's why it's so stupid. Yeah, if I was them and I see Manny Ramirez in the hallway and I'm A-Rod, I'm getting a new doctor. I guess the cat's already out the bag, man. It's too late. Yeah. I wouldn't go to them if I knew they were there. That's for damn Skippy. Some other people they have for capping. I think people that got away with it and benefited, if it wasn't for the case, did you guys believe 6ix9ine was really from the set?
No.
Nah. See, he was just the money man.
I was
kind
of sipping the juice a little bit.
No, he wasn't.
No, he was. Yeah, he was involved.
He was Crip first.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it says that the in the 80s, baseball players were taking D-ball, Winstrol, Deca, obviously Test, Anadrol, Primula.
They marked the gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, the golden era is like 98 to 05. Though.
Yeah.
That's when the doctors started getting involved.
Like that's when the numbers started getting crazy.
So like D-ball and Anadrol like give you like fast like power and like water retention and size.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Literally just all I hear is bat speed.
Yeah, exactly. Winstrol is like more like a lean gains. It gets you dry.
Okay.
Yeah, and like harder muscles.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you think baseball players benefit from steroids the most out of any sport? Mm-hmm. It must be.
Definitely football.
I think football, yeah.
Yeah.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just protecting you from the impact alone.
Yeah, and recovery time.
Recovery.
I guess I think when I think about baseball, I think you play a game every single day though. At the same time,
both of them.
Basketball definitely the least.
You're a 35-year-old linebacker, yeah. And you got to play a Thursday and then a Sunday or some shit. Like you definitely got to be going crazy.
Yeah. And football helps with aggression too.
True.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the position of football as well. Because, like, corner, you might lose your dexterity a little bit.
No, but like we said, you take different types of steroids.
Yeah,
for different.
Like somewhat your joints. They lubricate your joints.
Yeah, yeah. That's corner.
Yeah.
And that's probably pitchers, too, as opposed to, center field.
That would be more like a Winstrol type shit.
Yeah. Okay. And that would be for basketball as well. Mm. What about UFC? Is UFC probably...
Yeah,
UFC ahead of baseball?
I thought it's the ultimate sport.
Ooh. UFC is the most fucked because you could, like, there's no way... Only really, like, the Americans are getting tested. Like, there's no way they're going into the hills of Dagestan to fucking take a piss sample. Like, there was a whole thing back in the day when you heard a guy went to Thailand and learned Muay Thai for his camp, he was just juicing. Because none of them were going to the woods of Thailand to fucking get a sample.
And how often do they get tested?
Well, like if you live if you're training in Vegas, right next to the UFC Institute, you're getting tested every week. If you're in Miami or New York.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. And baseball, like I said, they play.
But
every
Alex Perea, so they're not going to his village in the woods of the Amazon to get a piss sample.
Yeah. Without, like, you got to get my low first. So you go in that deep, you got to be like, yo, where are you? We're coming through. Like, you know what I mean? You could just pop up in America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you could get low out there. Yeah. Like, even if they wanted to go to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they got to ride a goat up a mountain to get to fucking Kamsa.
As opposed to just pulling up the Renzo Gracie in Midtown. Like,
right off the strip over here is John Jones.
Yeah. I think basketball and like fighting, like it's kind of like a badge of honor to get drug tested nowadays. Like you do some crazy shit in a game.
Yeah, especially the NBA.
You hear like the next day they got drug tested. It's like, oh.
That does happen. I can't believe they do that in the NBA.
I think also because the NBA is such small.
I think it's a bit
small numbers of players. I think the league is way more in bed with the players than any other league.
They have to. Yeah, they have to. Like,
so I think probably there's way more shit probably going on that you could do more openly than the, I think you have to hide it better in the other sports.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Teague said he thought LeBron. He said he thought LeBron was doing steroids, and he thinks only
he faked an injury to get out of it, right, or some shit.
He saw he had back pain, but he never fucking like any nag. Like LeBron never sat for nagging injuries before that, and then he came back skinny. Obviously sus. Mm-hmm. But Jeff Teague was like, Jeff Teague, who for one, I believe like almost everything he says, I think he's just a truthful guy, said no one ever even approached him with the idea of steroids, and he never looked like he took steroids. But he thought that only like the elite players got it, but at one point he was an all-star. Only the top. If you're a top 20 player in your prime, which if you're an all-star, that's what that means. Who gets it then? The top seven?
I think he's just getting confused. He's doing chicken before the egg. He's not understanding that they did steroids and that's why they're top 15. He's like, only the top 10 guys get the they're top 10 because they're with the juice.
Yeah, yeah. He did do the chicken before the egg. That makes sense. Shit. Did you see Addison from the Vikings, I think, just got popped for PEDs.
Really?
Really?
He got popped. I think it said substance or something.
Well, he could fucking use them.
So, yeah, right?
Is he Conor McGregor? He just got back in the testing pool, and then his first test was the highest levels of any UFC drug test ever.
Really?
yeah, look, so...
What?
Everything.
Coke included.
Steroids.
Yeah. Oh, you got 3 games for that? Damn.
Yeah, so no way. It said substance abuse, so I think he was just off the shits. I want to know what drugs he was doing. That affects my fantasy... Look, you might if you were just doing like Molly on a boat one day, your fantasy stock straight. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of his play, let's say
you get Stephon Diggs first round.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. What are you trying to tell me, bro? We in the same league?
That's what all the good guys are doing. Doing beat ons, not straight ons though. I put steroids on his jacket. He was just getting like DUIs and shit.
Oh, weird.
So he's just a man.
Just a man.
Otherwise, the man.
Yeah, he's probably 83.
We just bumped
him. Yeah, bumped him up a little bit. That's an attribute.
All right. Next, we got the GOAT of code switching. I don't necessarily like any of these. Is Kamala Harris the GOAT?
Because Carl Anthony Towns, right?
Not that much.
Hold on. Carl Anthony Towns is funny. Because what's he code switching from? Being gay? Oh, no. He does when he does the New York accent, it's, you're from Piscataway, beloved. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Or Obama.
Obama, they have is one. I don't think Obama code switched.
Nah, he'd be going crazy when the Hoopers are in the way.
But he still has that.
But that's still him, though. I'm going to give Obama that. That is him.
What Trevor Noah do?
Trevor Noah does a code switch. He always sounds like a fucking South African, like, you know.
Mike McDaniel?
Yo, you know who's the worst code switcher? The worst?
Drake?
No,
I don't know why Drake's not on.
Drake might be one, really. Getting away with it.
That nigga don't get away
with it. You don't get away with it. Look at his comments.
Look at his streams.
Yeah, the comments.
That boy getting away with it. look at the tour.
Hey, look at him tour days.
Running away with it.
Yeah.
He's running away with it, yep.
No, my pick for GOAT, and if you guys haven't seen this, you would back me up, and I could put it in the jaunt, Quentin Tarantino. You gotta see Quentin Tarantino when they were promoting Jenga. So they did like all like the black press stops.
You call it Jenga? That's respectful.
Jenga.
Jenga, right?
When I said
Jenga,
the Jenga.
I think that was just like Jenga
sauce on it.
Jenga.
It is Jenga, yeah.
I thought, but I said Jenga.
No, you
just said Jenga for
you didn't watch
it. No, I'm watching the tape.
We got footage, too.
And I've seen Jenga like 5 times, too. That's crazy. Yeah. I like this one, the Michael Jordan of overachieving. Your talent was just low, but you leveraged it and really got and squeezed the most out of it. Pause. If applicable.
Paul Pierce?
He had the least athleticism, but he was still shit.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. I think Tom Brady's funny. If you watch Tom Brady's combine, bro, that shit looks crazy.
Nuts.
I don't know why they put Beyonce on here.
That's hate. Bro, Beyonce's actually good, too.
Yeah, that's
Serena Williams.
What is Oprah Winfrey good at?
Vibes.
Is she good at vibes? Oprah's vibes fucking suck, dude. Fuck Oprah.
I mean, she was just fucking had a whole country of moms watching her show. Yeah, every mom was watching that show for years and years.
I used to love Oprah's fucking 8 Days of Christmas or whatever when she would give away mad shit.
Oh, yeah, the cars and shit.
You get a house.
She just gave shit away. Like,
Oprah, she broke through like a lot of barriers, though.
She did.
Yeah, but that's the achieving part of the overachieving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm putting her in there.
I think she was chosen. So I would put her in as a human.
She's ugly too.
That's
how you know it's talent. That's part of it. That's talent.
The Rock.
I
what is The Rock good at?
Getting on my nerves.
He's a good actor.
He's not a good fucking actor, dude.
He said getting on my nerves. This nigga's funny as
hell. This is your problem, bro. You actually think The Rock is a good fucking actor. Like, you think,
But don't a lot of people think, I don't watch movies for everybody.
Fuck no, bro.
I think he's good at playing.
He's never made me laugh.
Yeah.
His tattoos suck.
The Rundown is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm not gonna lie. If you're famous and you got bad tattoos, bro, I'm not jacking it.
No, he's got tattoos that try to make him seem like a Samoan, and Samoans have bad tattoos.
No.
So he's just cosplaying. Yeah. He's probably not even Samoan. He's just a big black dude.
He's just Aura Farming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Aura Farming.
Go Aura Farmer here. I think Michael B. Jordan before Sinners would have been on this list for me. I never thought he was a good actor.
Probably Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone's right there with The Rock. Same. But he might overachieve Sylvester Stallone ahead of The Rock, actually. For sure. Because
he produced all his own movies, too.
Well, that's actually his talent.
Yeah, true.
I think that's some interest, man.
That just changed it again.
Yeah, I feel like you always have like a natural talent that age you're overachieving. It's hard to narrow
that's
that
what makes
down.
It a fun conversation, though. You know what I mean? Because, like, they have Taylor Swift here. Taylor Swift could write a song, though. Like, a pretty good song.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure she's writing that?
Yes, definitely.
Word?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe not now. I think she got here.
Got here.
Writing her own song. So, she probably could. I don't like this one. We're going to skip that. No. Rebranding. Mm. The Michael Jordan of rebranding.
Robert Downey Jr.
They have Robert Downey as 5.
Yeah.
Do most people know that he was that wild? He was off the D-boy, right?
Yeah. His dad was a big Hollywood director, I'm pretty sure. So he was just...
Yeah, that tracks.
But didn't... I think Tim Allen got popped with, like, mad keys at an airport. He was, like... Yeah. He was trafficking, like 8 keys of blow. And snitched on a whole operation and then switched his career to acting and was like a wholesome child actor. That's a crazy...
That is nuts.
That's kind of wild.
Tim Allen should be on this list.
What's the dad's name from Full House?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. Crazy.
Wasn't he like a pervert or some shit?
He was just a vulgar comic. Like,
yeah.
One of the dirtiest known comics of his era, and he became like America's... Dad.
Extreme.
Really? I didn't even know he was a comic. Yeah. I had no idea.
No, bro,
about
if you
that.
Saw his comedy.
He died when he was on tour doing comedy.
He's dead.
Yeah, yeah, he fell in a hotel and died.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Saget in real life was. Bob Saget and Charlie Sheen, there's a lot of parallels. They were both like sitcom sweethearts. Charlie Sheen was closer to like his real life persona on 2.5 Men, but when they got off that set, they were wilding.
Yeah.
But Bob Saget, talented as fuck.
I kind of fuck with that.
Well, I feel like there's people that like ChatGPT is not going to think of. Like, I think of like Brittany Renner, like just trying to like pop out as like a Muslim chick, like putting on the hijab.
But see, she's playing around with the wrong thing. You know what's going to happen to you once this is all over.
Yo, if Allah's really the one, she's fucked.
Yeah,
Mia Khalifa. If Allah's really the one, you're fucked.
Oh yeah, pop.
You better hope Jesus is really the savior.
For real.
You got a sports analyst.
Yeah, but she was like Gilbert Arenas. Like,
didn't he just get popped?
Yeah, he's straight.
He beat that case, though.
Yeah, he's going to snitch on the Israelis. Good for him. Shout out Gilbert Arenas. That's a dub for the good guys.
For sure.
My bad. Mic check.
Some of these people people I feel like didn't rebrand. Like Bieber just kept wilding out. Paris Hilton kept wilding out.
No, Justin Bieber just made people feel bad for him. Now we feel bad for him. Before we thought he was popped. Now I'm like, I feel bad.
I don't think crashing out is rebranding.
Yeah. Oh, he rebranded from Wholesome.
Like Kanye is a rebrand.
That's true. Yeah, you go like that.
It is kind of though.
It's a different.
It's just like the inverse.
I think you have
it's to. It's a D-brand.
Yeah.
TM, trademark that. D-brand.
D-brand.
We got it on air, too. You threw a grenade?
That's not cheap fire. I'll fuck with you for that.
What about Malcolm X? That was weird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Going from a fucking pimp and a drug dealer and shit
to the GOAT.
To the most important civil rights leader of all time. Yep. Respect MLK, but I'm...
No. You had it right first.
Malcolm X is one. That's a D-brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since TB12 left, bro. We've talked about this before, but Bill looks funny in the light. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yo, yeah, Bill's showing his ass.
He's going out. Sorry,
that man's going outside.
Doing the least, getting the most. They have number one, Pete Davidson, talented comic. Does his talent as a comic warrant the pussy he gets? Is that hate?
No, but his meat does, apparently.
His reputation out there. Yeah.
Kid's got a fucking honk.
Yeah.
This never made me laugh, also.
Facts.
He's definitely not that funny. He's not. It's not like Shane Gillis or some shit.
Nah, Pete Davidson. He just relies on 5-star reviews from bitches to get
that movie.
Bitches.
I think Staten Island's really good with the.
That is a good movie.
Right. So like you know, but again, is it that good?
For, it's really good.
For his roster?
No.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean's talented as shit.
He's extremely talented. Yeah, I don't know why that's hasn't funny. His body of work.
Will you just stop making Blue music, face? Bro?
Blueface is in jail. The fuck did he get out of it?
Oh, Ice Spice.
There's some talented people on here, though. Yeah, Ice Spice belongs doing in there. She's not getting that much, though.
Yeah, not anymore. You know,
she got a Duncan deal.
The score evened out with her.
Timothy Chalamet is too talented to be on this list. Jack Harlow is talented. Coi Leray is talented.
Really?
Yeah. Coi Leray is talented. Yeah.
For what? Shaking that little junior bacon?
Oh, what?
You know what I mean?
No, see, I like. She's.
Are you like that?
She makes good you? Music, bro.
Oh, nah, that's you, huh?
Nah, that's figure wise, that ain't me.
David Beckham.
He was good at soccer, though.
Was he good at
you didn't watch The Doc, dude? Like.
Is it fraud?
Nah, he was nice, but it would have been like...
He ain't in, like, Ronaldo conversations, but yeah. He was just hot, too.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
It would have been like Brandon Marshall becoming, like, the biggest sports icon in the world.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that?
Yeah.
What about Peyton Hillis?
Ooh, getting on the cup, that's the most unwarranted video game cover.
No funny
of all
shit,
time.
But
that's white privilege.
I've never seen him play football, though.
Dude.
I'm not even just making that. And I love football. I watch him every day. Have you seen him play football?
I remember that 1 year right before Madden, he had like 5 good games, and I remember the conversation.
I don't remember one good game. I ain't gonna...
Well, he was on the Browns. It just
wasn't like broadcast like that, their games.
Oh, damn.
No, it was also, because he was white.
Well, I mean, I
feel like I
would have
still known at least a little.
I haven't seen that many Browns games on TV, like, sure. Besides, like, before, like, the last,
like 5 years, yeah.
So, like, I remember I was playing playing football at the time, right? Like, we were in middle school probably when that Madden cover came out. At least I was.
Yeah
type shit.
So,
yeah.
Like, full, like, remember, like, there was, like, we were taking fullback out of our playbook as a middle school Pop Warner team, you know what I'm saying? But then the fullbacks, I think, like, Dylan Malonis was probably the fullback on my team or whatever. But like,
me too.
But Peyton Hillis, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's gay.
Right. But, like, that's what sticks out to me. Like, it was two things that got on that Madden cover. It was, like, a fullback actually has stats for once in, like, since, like, the 90s.
It's not enough.
And he's white.
Yeah.
It's
anybody else.
Good off that.
There hasn't even been anyone close to that trash that's made a video game cover.
Yeah. That's like Adam Morrison kind of vibes.
Well, he was on the cover of NCAA.
NCAA.
But he was like that.
He kind of was like that.
That'd be like Adam Morrison being on the cover of like NBA Live.
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
He was on the cover of Madden?
No, he was on the cover of Madden, but he
still has a job. He just had the same reaction.
we shouldn't even know.
That was trauma.
Yeah, it was. Fantasy football, bro.
We got hyphenated names. So we were talking about, I think, John C. Reilly pick.
Oh, Sarah and Jessica Parker, Sex and the City.
Not my goat on the sex. I think she looks like a horse and she's ugly as fuck. Great character in the show.
Wow.
She's so ugly that she may be like,
whoa, whoa.
She's so ugly that she borderline ruined that show for me.
Well, being ugly doesn't necessarily mean that you're not hot. You could be ugly and be hot, kind of.
Yeah, dude, if she was medium ugly, she'd be so hot, because you're right.
I'm actually not even completely sure what you guys are talking about. Let me see.
The main character.
She's the journalist. She's the one that novels everything. Mm. Sarah Jessica Parker, bro, she's got a big fucking face.
That's what we're talking about right now?
Big face, girl. Not Samantha. Not Marty. You think? See, Marty likes like strong.
Oh, this bitch.
Marty likes like strong features.
Yeah. This is the exact type of bitch that I'm not attracted to.
Dude, me and Dad have the same taste, bro. Yeah.
I like round faces.
Yeah, bro. Like Marty likes that like aggressive,
like
shit,
sharp contoured.
I'm with you, Marty.
You want like angles on your shit.
You want a face built like.
I think that's what girls like about us. Yeah. Yeah.
You want a face built like a fucking.
You want your shit like aerodynamic.
You want his face built like a Cybertruck,
like a stealth bomber.
Like a V2.
He sounds like a Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah. So I think she's ugly.
Marge just kept smiling, just clenching his teeth. Like,
go. Well, you think she's hotter than Samantha? You fucking yinzer?
Yeah, for sure.
You're tripping.
I think Carrie's better than her, too.
Oh, we gotta see faces, bro.
Carrie's.
Straight up. I got
Carrie, Sarah, Jessica Parker.
No.
You're thinking.
Charlotte.
Charlotte, yeah.
Oh, Charlotte's my favorite.
You think Charlotte's better than Samantha?
100%.
Charlotte looks better, but Samantha's just like.
Charlotte might be top.
Charlotte's number one.
Yeah.
Looks wise.
Yeah.
Just looks, though. Like, you'd rather fuck Samantha, right?
Oh, well, if we're talking about that, No. Because Samantha, or. Who's the. I don't know the name.
Because there's looks.
Who's it? Samantha? Is that what we're talking about?
Samantha's the older blonde.
She's the sluttiest one.
Oh, that's a slut? Nah. Well, she'd be the most fun.
That's what we're really talking about.
Yeah, she's the most fun for sure.
And Sarah Jessica Parker. I'd probably still rather fuck over Charlotte just because she was probably boring. Charlotte was just dead fish.
Charlotte's dead fish, but Charlotte's the one you actually reproduce with.
Yeah, I could turn her into something.
Who's the one on the far left?
Samantha.
Yeah.
Samantha's far left. I forget Honey Dip with the red hair.
Miranda.
Miranda.
I could, you know what I mean?
I like the ginger tint because it was
I'll hear my Miranda rights, dude.
Nah, Miranda, in the rebrand, she's like... She was always giving that.
Could have saw that coming.
Yeah, she served Dyke the whole time.
Period.
And did, too. I know, that's right. All right, hyphenated names. Boom. Kim Jong-un. All right, we got John...
What about him trying to rebrand saying that this shit that's going on in Israel is fucked up? Bitch.
Bro.
You convince a nation that you invented hot dogs or some shit like
that? Like, we can say that. Yeah, You're not in the group chat.
Nobody asked.
Yeah.
You heard that he's trying to start tourism now in North Korea.
I'm not going.
Yeah, he's only inviting Russians.
Just eating food in front of the locals?
I want to just catch him on. I want someone to just catch him on the shitter. Like, I just want proof that he shits.
What do you mean?
He tells people that he doesn't take shits.
And he's God in his country.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know he said that. I didn't know. I think that's less crazy than saying you don't shit.
When you actually extrapolate it, that is more crazy.
Jesus was dropping dukes, bro.
It's fine.
No, yeah. Jesus H. Christ.
Jay Bird's got to be top one. John Michael Basquiat. We got to put Basquiat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Basquiat's the first artist that I actually made me believe that the artists weren't bullshit. Like, I'm like, oh, I actually kind of get it now.
Mm.
Well, like how weird he is?
No, like, you ever, like, go to a fucking museum and I'll be like, my nephew could do this. Like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, just watching. Like paint splatter on the wall.
Yeah.
And like,
well, what was that contemporary art? Remember we had that whole bit about that a couple years ago?
Yeah, you thought it was all bullshit.
Top scammers, megachurch pastors.
Oh,
nasty.
Joel,
there's something's going to happen to you, bro.
You know where you're going.
You know exactly.
But then I also kind of think, like, those people don't deserve to have any money. That gift.
All right, story time. Story time with Slim. I'm with you now, and I was with you before.
Mm.
There was a period of time. Solidarity. I don't know if I've ever told you about this. When I was working in Newark, I used to go to the LA Fitness in Clifton.
He was hooping with Cuz.
I was hooping. Oh, yeah, I was hooping with the dude from Hillsong Church. He's the leader, Carl Lentz.
The dude that got ran up on?
Yeah. Buddy, right?
Go get back.
But he used to play college ball. He was at Boston College. He was a two. Okay. Right? So like, he'd shoot the shit out of the pill. He's a top two player in a good LA Fitness gym. You know what I'm saying? Better basketball player than me, for sure. And he's like 40. But we got to know each other. I'm picking up. I'm playing with him. Everyone treats him like the man. I thought it was just because he was nice a hoop. But everyone's there, like, knowing him. And he's, like, inspiring everyone, talking. I don't know who he is for the longest. And I get mad cool with him. And I'm like, this guy's... And before I knew who he was, I'm like, this guy's got fucking charisma.
He was a farmer. Allstate representative.
But he had actual aura. I'm just saying that...
He's good at his job.
He's good.
But he wasn't on the job.
That's why he's really good at his job.
Yeah.
The thing is, those guys.
I really bought the juice, though. Like, I'm like, that guy, I empathize with those people more after that. Because if I wasn't slick myself.
You'd be putting your...
If I had less aura.
You're putting your money
in
the
basket. Then again, it's kind of the price of the day to his point about the car dealers. Like, they're low-key always on the job. Like, even if you're chilling with them in a restaurant, they'll be like, oh, like... You're talking about how you need an oil change, like you get this new, like they're just, always selling God, dude.
They're just massive manipulators.
Gotta keep your tools sharp.
Right. And he never talked to me about God,
but he's still doing the thing.
But that's how that.
Like maybe that the car salesman has the brand. He took the fucking Challenger back, and when he starts it out front, goes boom, and then everyone's like, he didn't tell you to buy the car, but
I didn't. He probably planted God in my head without me even noticing, and
most of the.
I win a couple games, bro. Like, Jesus starts making sense.
Motherfuckers in cults and shit like that. Like, a lot of them aren't stupid people. I get along great with Irish people.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, Irish people and Jamaicans probably have the closest accents of any countries.
Yo, thank you, dude.
I've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm doing an Irish accent, or vice versa, I'll do one, like, it kind of goes on
shock. I watched a whole thing on it, and I couldn't find it, so no one would believe me when I bring it up.
Who'd you bring it up to?
Who knows?
I watched a whole thing of how Irish people were, like, the indentured servants there, so they would, like, send them over to work with the Jamaican people.
Yeah.
And their accent, like, gave
like
up.
Like, meshed or
whatever. Yeah. Okay, let me see. So, I was telling you guys about this game, right? Trying to make a board game. We're not going to play the game. I'm going to make the game. We're going to play it eventually. I'm just going to run a couple questions by you guys because I want... This is
live feedback.
Personal thing. Okay, right. Not feedback, but just like, is this the type of question I want? What's the... Like, are they too easy? Are they too hard? And I'll just go in order. Which comic introduced the multiverse first?
No, you won't Marvel, DC, have no soul. Image, I have no soul.
Just think of like Mark Maron.
All right, it's been a great show. Another episode of the
Podcast. Love you guys. Peace. Till next time.
Just like a poet, see the flash. She got glow, she got class. Call a Steve Nash pass from my homegirl. Smash that.
Right. Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Welcome to the Mucked Up Podcast. We are the Mucks. To my right, I have Day Day. Hey, dude.
Hey, my name is Devontae Deshaun Maloney Brown. Pleasure to see you guys this evening.
Are you going full government, Marty?
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe edit one of those 19 names out.
What's up, Marty?
What's up, man? I just feel really like I'm feeling a lot of gratitude right now. I really love you guys with all my heart, and I'm really appreciative to have you guys in my life.
Oh, shit. Same.
Thank you guys so much for being my friends.
I'm going to go, man. Knock it off.
Are you dying?
To my terminal? Yeah. I was just projecting.
You want to see my chest?
Tits out.
Oh, shit. No. Where did that... Yeah, I guess. That was... I just couldn't leave it at the rib, dude. I had to tip it back in.
No, fuck with it. You gotta let it game.
That's what this pod's all about.
Oh, shit. Well, where did that come from, though?
I don't know. I've just been trying to express more gratitude to the people I care about lately.
Oh, that's nice.
I feel like that, too. You know what, Marty? I'm fuck with that, bro. Way to fucking set the standard.
Sometimes when you... Yeah, never mind.
Go.
No. But, yeah. You know, I just want to... You never know when's the last time you can tell someone you love them, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact, man.
Appreciate you. He's freaking me out. I'm such a sicko that when someone says that, I like actually think there's got to be something wrong. Like, there's just no way this is from a sincere place.
No, I felt that. I actually did. I did miss you guys a lot, though.
Yeah. He did say he missed us when he walked in the door earlier, and that felt that.
I dropped two beers and.
Yeah. But you also texted Price. Shout out Price, bro. First pot without him. But he texted Price and said he missed him. So, you know, this, yeah, everything's true. Tracking.
Why not?
You know? Right on brand. No, on me. Like I was saying,
I gotta be cool.
In the last pod,
I'm just concerned.
I just need to know you're okay.
Yeah.
Boy.
What were you saying about last pod?
I was saying last pod. I was a friendship. A group of friends can drive a therapist out of business.
Oh, facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I know Price. It's killing Price to not be here right now. The FOMO is definitely.
Oh, he's probably just itching.
Yeah. I thought about just live streaming it, just FaceTiming him here, just having him propped up in the corner.
One thing I did want to bring up quick too before the pod is these fucking Chinese lantern flies things that have been. They're red and black joints.
What's that?
They're like the Olympics, bro. They come back here. They were here two summers ago.
Bro, I killed seven of them at work today inside.
Yeah, dude, my old office building used to just be like a graveyard for them. Like, they used to just be, but that
is
was
that
like...
Is that exclusive to New Jersey, or is that spread across the whole country?
It's specific to here for some reason. There's also, like, parrots here and shit. There's a lot of weird shit.
Parrots?
Yeah, we have, in Edgewater, we have
parrots.
Well, yeah, because
you gotta think, we ship more shit to New York and New Jersey than probably anywhere in the world, so anything's coming in on these boats.
Yeah, and I think, so, like, the story is...
That's why we get so much fucking drugs through, because they can't even keep track.
Hell yeah. You ever seen a parrot?
Yeah, bro, where I live.
You be seeing they out. They're affluent out here.
They all live across River Road on the fucking Transformers because it's like warm enough for them. Oh, and they can hibernate in the winter on the Transformers. It's crazy. Yeah. It's wild. And they
at work, I fucking had to stomp like eight of them out. I'm like, what the
parrots?
The lantern flies.
But they don't they're harmless.
Yeah, but apparently you're supposed to kill them because they have nothing that kills them around here and they ruin all the trees.
We just gotta release a bunch of iguanas.
Yeah, iguanas would die faster, probably. Because they wouldn't be able to hunt for themselves that well. And iguanas freeze. Like, even in Florida, when it gets cold, iguanas will just start falling out of trees.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
but then they fall out, and they just get back to it.
Yeah, true. They just get... Yeah, it's kind of just like...
It's like a little hibernation.
Hibernation, yeah. Why should we kill... Lantern.
Is that what they're called, or am I bugging?
Yeah, that's their street name, at least. ChatGPT will know. We're told to kill lantern flies because they're an invasive species that cause serious damage to trees.
Spot on.
We got them. All right, I'm gonna start clipping them.
Chat Marti.
Nice. All right, then I guess it's fucking on.
They multiply fast, 30 to 50 eggs in a single mass.
Oh, disgusting.
So if you don't kill them, they're making 50 more.
This whole time I've been fucking showing them grace.
Nah, they're ops for sure.
They're commies, that's why they're red.
They do look like ops, and then someone said they're harmless, so I assumed that they're harmless to us, so fucking.
I kill plenty of things that are harmless.
They're harmless to us until they ruin all our crops and we can't eat, and then China fucking wins.
That's actually not harmless. Yeah, they're just not directly harmless, but they're
not going to bite you.
Alright, so PSA, it's okay to kill lantern flies.
Yeah.
In large amounts. Because they're gonna double back. Is it one of those things where...
Serve your country.
Do the right fucking thing. Just clip a lantern fly.
We all have to do our part.
I wonder if... Remember lightning bugs? Am I just not looking for lightning bugs anymore?
They're coming back.
They're back.
They're coming back. Yo, lightning bugs like filled up my whole childhood. But I realized I had serial killer tendencies because I used to fucking get a bunch of them.
Shake them up.
Smear them. Watch the glow. Like, light up fast and then fucking dim out.
We're fucking friends with this guy.
Like, did the light come out of them?
Yeah. And it's bright, too. It gets, like, brighter. When you swipe it fast, make it get, like, real bright. And it just, like, dims down. Don't try it, though. Like, I feel really bad about that.
No, I'm not going to try that. I'm going to look for a reason not to kill them right now.
I'm a big fan of them, is the worst part. I felt bad after every time I did it.
Don't be a fan of me anymore, honestly. Let's see. Oh, where are we at?
Starts off with a good question.
Oh, here we go. Fireflies and lightning bugs are the same shit? I always thought there was a distinction.
Firebugs and ladybugs?
Firefly. Yo, are you here?
A firefly is a lightning bug.
I didn't know. I thought that they were different for some reason.
A firefly and a lightning fly.
A firefly and a lightning bug are the same thing.
Hmm. I don't know.
That. Yeah, well, that's true. Apparently, they're different from lanternflies. They're beneficial. They're pollinators. Don't kill lightning bugs / fireflies. Do kill lanternflies.
Unless you want to see them get really bright.
Unless you have sick fucking thoughts. All right, I wasn't planning on starting there. I want to learn more about.
Yeah, that happened to me today, and I was like, that's something good to bring to the pod.
Yeah, well, I actually want to know. What bugs in New York and New Jersey should we kill and should we not kill? I want to get educated on this topic because I would like an excuse to clip them and not feel bad about it. All right,
fuck, marry, kill. Firefly, lanternfly,
We're killing
dragonfly.
We're definitely killing the lanternfly because we were just told to. Dragonflies, I'm marrying because they have longevity in this game.
I would fuck the lightning bug too.
That's an easy list.
Yeah, you actually.
That was hilarious. Yeah.
Fucking easiest question we ever asked on this podcast. Cause like the lightning bug's like the flashy IG chick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The dragonfly's got stability.
Yeah.
You ever?
One's Beyonce, one's Rihanna. You wow. Cheat on Beyonce with Rihanna.
Damn, you just smutted out Rihanna like that. Yeah, but I saw crazy. What you were going for. Maybe like, well, maybe like now, Ice Spice or something.
Not now,
yeah.
But that, you know, those are just the two bitches like that were like really powerful like 15 years ago, and it was just like. I was like, oh, Beyonce's got competition. But it's like...
Yeah, slow down, though. Yeah.
You don't leave, we also... But you never cheat on her.
We're just
with
looking up bugs. We just are so nasty. He's got the fucking...
Yeah, that's what you do.
All right, let's see if ChatGPT knows.
She's proven to be a really good wife, too.
Who is the Beyonce? With wings and shit. If we're talking the Beyonce's of bugs with wings, they went with the firefly cat.
Yeah, that's
we were saying the dragonfly.
Why wouldn't it be the bee?
Fucking moron. Oh, it should be the queen bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got y'all. Chat Marti.
I want to chat martini all of a sudden, dude.
LMAO, my bad. I'll eat that one.
I'll eat a fucking lightning bug. You would eat a lightning bug, too.
No, I don't eat weird stuff. I don't even eat seafood.
Can't believe we're only down to 4 podcasters today.
Yeah. All right. Not too much on bugs. I've been watching that one dude on Instagram. He's fucking taking over, like, he's the new Animal Planet. You know that dude I'm talking about? I reposted on my story. He starts talking about like the Animal Kingdom, like it's the NBA and shit.
Oh yeah, bro, dude. Bro. Yeah,
he's got the Celtic
shit
in the background. He's like, I know game, I know ball, I know what's next. Yeah. Watch, they're gonna panda aura.
Yeah.
Yo, I gotta show you the clips, dude. He's so good. He just like predicts like the Animal Planet videos. He's so fucking funny.
You're the panda aura.
Yeah, he's like, watch, monkey, Animal Kingdom, panda aura, and then it's the monkey's face, just like.
That's funny.
This shit's so good.
So what you got for us today, Slim?
Oh shit! My favorite story of this last week has been this Cameron and Omar Gooding. I keep going to call him Omar Gooding Jr., but he's not. He's just Cuba.
He's just Omar Gooding.
He's just Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the story?
Yeah, I heard all of
that. What is it? What's the beef?
It's pretty cool.
So the rundown is. Cameron was just going on a regular rant about like how good actors are still underpaid. So he was kind of giving Omar Gooding props. Mm-hmm. He took it offensive because when Cam was going on the rant, he had a fraudulent slip and called him Omar Gooding Jr. because Cuba Gooding Jr. is his brother.
Yeah,
it was like a reasonable fraudulent slip. Omar Gooding crashes out and Cameron called
Why
him
did
out.
Why crash?
Because he said he was calling him broke. When he was saying, you're actually a good actor, you deserve to get paid more. And then he had the fraudulent slip, so his ego was hurt.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that.
So yeah, he was on. So camera.
You even got a shout out because niggas don't even be talking about you like that, bro.
Right. Exactly. And you were used as an example when he could have said any other name.
Yeah.
So Cameron only needs half of a fucking reason. You know what I'm saying?
A small percentage.
And then this fucking kid decides to rap.
And then he starts throwing thank you. And then he starts throwing diss tracks at Cameron, which, to be honest, were really not that bad. But not
really.
Pretty besides the point that he could like kind of rap a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, that was in the sphere of Cameron and Mace.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't even matter.
So you can do that at like a comedy podcast or something.
Exactly. Yeah. No one cares. No one cared that it was like halfway good. It didn't even matter.
The fan base would never accept that.
Yeah.
of them.
Right. And essentially, instead of Cameron's not going to reply with bars because like he's not going to punch.
No, he's not
going to punch down like that.
No.
So Cameron. As the most diabolical person we probably have in hip hop.
Besides 50.
52nd on the list. And this is going to lead us to the Petty Hall of Fame. Sends, becomes basically an alias for a fake booking agent. Books him for an action movie in Miami, a fake action movie. Flies him down. He gets there. They're only talking in Spanish. And they're all talking shit about him in Spanish, and they have him doing push-ups and all this shit for like an action trailer, and it was a completely fake movie, and everyone was in on the joke besides him. Oh. And
they paid him.
This whole elaborate thing, dude, flew him down, paid him for it, and then said, "You'll." And then he said, "I found you on the dollar menu," because he was. Yo, he said, "I found you on the dollar menu." That was the line that I knew. Crash out.
That was W right there.
Who said that?
That's A minor.
Cameron said that to him because he was cheap as fuck to book. You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, exactly.
He's like, you think I can't give up like $15K for a gag?
Yeah. There was no, it was only like
$5,500.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So that's diabolical. And then it just got me on a petty. Of course, 50 Cent came to mind. Like, rappers are inherently, I think, the pettiest entertainers we have, but there's some standouts. Athletes get really petty. I think script writers.
I was thinking about it. I thought athletes were probably the least.
The least?
Yeah. Because I feel like it's harder to like backstab people in sports than like business and music and acting and shit. Because when I was trying to think of it, I kept trying to think of athletes, and that was the hardest one for me.
So here on Athletes, we have Gilbert Arenas, who we talk about a lot on this podcast.
That's a little different, too.
he's obviously an exception. Michael Jordan was a very petty guy. Playing a whole game left-handed to prove a point. Taking free throws with your eyes closed to prove a point. Larry Bird also played a game left-handed. Kobe went a whole game without shooting. And these are off the top of my head. Scottie Pippen. Yeah, Kobe went all game without shooting to prove a point because when people are calling him a ball hog.
Yeah.
And said, let's see how this goes if I don't
how'd
shoot.
How'd it go?
Oh, let's see. Because how did the game go where Kobe refused to shoot? Yeah, you're thinking of Game 7 of 2006 Western Conference first round.
Oh, it was in the playoffs?
Lakers versus Suns. The Lakers had blown a 3-1 series lead by Game 7 in Phoenix. Tensions were high. Kobe Bryant, frustrated with the criticism that he shots too much, essentially stopped being aggressive on offense in the second half. He only took 3 shots the entire second half, none in the fourth quarter, when this is the time when he led the league in shots by like 10 per game. This is like 81 points per game. 81-point game Kobe season. The Lakers got blown out 121-90. He was basically sending a message to the front office, I need fucking help. That's petty.
That's in the petty. Playoffs? I didn't know he did that. In Game 7?
In Game 7. He just knew it was over. But
Western
that's,
Conference Finals?
No, Western Conference first round.
Still.
They were barely had a winning record that year. They weren't doing shit.
Copy.
Shaq dissing Kobe. Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Remember that?
What?
These are all basketball players, though.
Mm-hmm.
We got Floyd Mayweather posting. Floyd Mayweather's a petty guy. Tyson Fury. We got boxers and basketball players, I think, for some reason.
What Tyson do?
Tyson Fury. Well, I think the way he his style of fighting when he dances and mocks people, I think Roy Jones Jr., his style is pretty petty, mm-hmm. too. Like, just mocking someone in the ring, I think is petty.
Yeah, for sure.
In general. A lot of sports stuff is just, like, mockery is when it gets petty. Like, Jordan playing with his left hand, shooting with his eyes closed.
Tyson Fury singing American Pie after KO.
Yeah. But that's just... He's just the man. Yeah.
What about when you woke up after getting knocked out like that? That was so nuts.
Me and Marty were out. Me and Marty were in the fucking trenches. Me and Marty were in like Miami, fucking like Dade County, Miami, like on the outskirts because we couldn't find anywhere that had the fight. We walk in there. We're the only people close to White.
there's like all hip hop legend murals. Up around the top of the bar and that's shit. Tough.
Yeah, we're posted up against like Pac and fucking
whole bar is cheering for Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, for sure. And we're both low key rooting for Tyson Fury.
Before
and
we left.
And we're both
Tyson Fury.
Fuck yeah, dude! Tyson Fury.
More out of you.
Fuck that, bro. Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is so much more entertaining.
We want the chicken.
I like a good back and forth though. Like, you know what I mean?
What do you mean? This was their first time fighting.
Oh, it was the first time.
Yeah. The Resurrection, that was their first fight. The second time around, I rooted for Wilder, just so there was a third one.
Yeah.
But I just think Fury's more entertaining. All the footwork, all the sauce. Like, when Wilder just...
And he's like...
Plots on the right the whole time. You know what I'm saying? That's more of an entertainment thing.
I've put in a couple of, theoretical pettiness things.
Okay.
I did, like non-police security or enforcement,
mall
cops or like security guards.
TSA.
Like,
I'll tell you one thing.
Freaking the fuck out.
If you're walking out of Walmart and you let them people check your receipt, pussy. Man, I want to pass
what?
Day,
you know?
But what?
You think I'm about to hand my receipt over?
What? Because you stole four things.
So?
Well, what do you? I always show them the receipt. And then if I stole shit, I'd just have to risk getting caught, I guess. But, like, what do you do? What's the alternative? I don't even know what else to do.
Look them straight in the face.
just say no.
I've never seen that in my life.
I just thought I had no choice for some reason.
Why? See?
I have no free will.
You know?
Wow. Wait, what?
You don't gotta do shit. Yeah,
now that I think about it, I'm such
a bitch. It's always like a little fucking retard anyway.
It's not a retard job.
It's usually a fat bitch, I feel like.
It's usually a veteran, actually. Which is wrong with me.
It's your man's in
there. But he gets it, though. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, I fought in Korea. You think I'm about to deal with this young spry nigga?
You're trespassing or some shit, and some security guard wants to get you arrested and shit. It's like...
What did they get nothing out of it.
You don't actually have to do this.
Yeah.
People, how about this? How about motherfuckers that try to charge you for the extra sauce?
Special place in hell.
Suck my dick, Yinzer.
You're gonna burn. Wendy's got some new sauce out. It's a mystery sauce.
It's all fucking purple and oozy and
you
shit.
You saw it?
We were talking about it last night. Remember we talked about like the ketchup back in the day that was like...
Oh, that shit is fire, though. It's a little spicy, too.
Purple sauce is wicked. I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can take the culture towards purple. Unless it's like a chili. Like, it's got to be like... shit's oozy. Like, that shit's like Ninja Turtle ooze.
It reminds me of, like, the Ivan ooze shit from...
And you want to eat that?
From I always wanted to. It looked good to me.
You just said he doesn't eat weird shit. Yeah, but I didn't see...
The only one at the table with pica.
So, yeah, right? What the fuck? Gaslights me? I eat all normal stuff only. Oh shit. Legally you're not required to show Walmart anything. You don't have to show the receipt. I was already stealing. I'm out here.
What was this nigga? Who May said?
Yeah.
Just being an honest man.
We not your little niggas.
Big homies.
Right.
Oh shit. No, those are good ones, Joe. I think
I also had people that get a relationship and fuck the ex's friends.
Yeah, that's corny. Because I'm sick of you, too. I'm not even trying to be around my ex's friends. Y'all was annoying as fuck as well.
Right.
Oh, he's taking her side and shit. That's the last people I want to be around.
And also,
that's girl shit to do, though.
Also comics.
Wait, J. Edgar Hoover's fake suicide letter MLK?
Oh, this is beyond petty.
What is that?
Bro, he sent... No, it's not a fake suicide letter. Is it? I thought he sent a fake death threat.
I don't know. Yeah, he was getting death threats. Like,
go ahead, Marty. Why?
I was saying that, like, comedians, you know, sometimes when you're at a comedy show and you'll hear, like, a minor heckle. Like, someone will be like, yeah. And then the comic will be like, I'll fuck your mom, you fucking little pussy. And you're like, the guy, like, didn't even really go yeah. that crazy.
Well, the outlash becomes because they're fucking...
Yeah, trauma, bored. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're trying to work through some shit. Like, you might have just stepped on my whole timing. Now, I feel like that happens
to me. That shit's so gully.
That's definitely... I would definitely do that if I was on stage, for sure.
So it'll be like, yeah. They'll be like, I bet you don't even have a job, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
The guy's like,
oh. Who Belichick mentioned the Super Bowl?
Randy Moss.
Did he?
Did Bill Belichick not bench Randy Moss on the Super Bowl? Did Why? I make that up?
Also, how about fucking Elon Musk? He has 15 kids. One of them goes trans and he goes full MAGA.
Wow.
Like, sways the election because one of his 15 kids thinks the other sex. That he doesn't even talk to, probably.
Yeah, what brand of petty is that? That's got to be like a whole new other thing.
It's autism mixed with petty.
Yeah. That's a dangerous concoction. Yeah. Bro. Yeah.
It's $1 trillion, autism, and pettiness.
That's diabolical. Oh,
I was thinking about that today. I'm like, what? Like, because tech is traditionally liberal.
I guess it was Malcolm Butler.
And Tesla is essentially a tech company.
I think...
And this motherfucker said, my daughter thinks she's a dude? I'll bet.
I think... That's funny as shit.
I'm sorry, the department of... flipping this whole shit.
Yeah, I don't think that tech is necessarily liberal these days anymore, though. I think it started off that way, but the...
I think it's bipartisan now.
Would you call me?
Because we saw all of the tech CEOs at Trump's inauguration.
Right.
But yeah, I think it used to be considered pretty much, because they were all California based too, so they kind of had to pander to the state.
Right, that's, I think.
But now I think they're so powerful that it's like, who's ever in power we're just with, so we can manipulate them.
More or less, yeah. Did you have any more?
I had just like basic Karen shit, but that's not really that specific.
Okay. I mean, I think that South Park just deserves a mention here. Did you hear about this shit with South Park? And this isn't even on this list. Let me look it up.
Probably the longest standing comedy show in history. It's been on since like the 90s, right?
Nah, it's definitely The Simpsons.
The Simpsons has been on longer, but I think The Simpsons is just finally ending. But I mean, they're definitely on the best
R-rated comedy show.
Yeah, I guess you don't want to count SNL as R-rated.
No.
I mean, that's cucked out, of course, but...
And those motherfuckers been in fourth grade for 25 years.
Yeah, no, the right, it's so carried by writing. I mean, it's fucking... They just signed, like, a $1.5 billion deal.
Wow.
For, like, 7 years. These guys are fucking ridiculous. Shout out Matt Stone and Trey Parker, man. I've been on my Matt Stone Trey Parker trademarker. All right, so boom. Basically, what I heard, and I'm just going to freestyle this because we're podcasting. Fuck the facts necessarily. Apparently, if Trump wants to sue them, because like right in the new South Park, he's running around with a micro penis, and like he could sue them for defamation of character.
That's so weak.
If he could prove that he doesn't have a micro penis.
Oh.
So the only way he could get around it is if he buy, and I think there's like a technical, like...
He's got to Drake that thing?
Yeah.
Don't do that, Kyle. That was nuts. Clip it. That was nuts, dog.
But, it just does it on purpose. Because I know. Yeah. Why do I do that?
Holy shit. At the waggle. With the tongue out. Oh, that's what it's all about.
Oh, boy.
Oh shit. Yeah, but I think
now it's hot.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's nuts.
All right. Anyway, back on to Trump flexing his piece.
Or being forced to. Yeah.
It's crazy because if you don't show it, then you're just admitting you have a micro penis.
Right. Yeah. He's fucked. Either way. Yeah.
The real between a hard place. Or yeah. The
cock in a hard place. This I like a lot of these moves though. Like Pablo Escobar just building his own luxury prisons fly. That's not petty.
I think it's cool that Hugh Hefner brought the plot right next to Marilyn Monroe's dead body.
I think it's kind of weird, no?
Nah.
Lance Armstrong
was that even journalist?
He probably way. Wake up right next to her.
No. Oh, that's just smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the one Dede said, though. Lance Armstrong suing the journalist for defamation, saying that he was doping when he was definitely doping and proof later. Yeah.
That's fire.
What about... Can you look at that Canadian... The Canadian mayor that got caught smoking crack, and then he was just, like, gaslighting crack smokers?
Yeah. What was he saying?
And then he got reelected.
Yeah, no, they brought him back. Yeah. That kind of rips.
He had an enthusiasm after Blaster.
Straight up.
I think he was the mayor of, like, I want to say Toronto. Of some
Rob big... Ford, motherfucker, 2020.
That's the very American name to have. Oh, who he was? He died?
I mean, he's a crackhead.
Service mayor of crackheads live forever, dude.
Yeah, not white ones.
Shit. In 2013, multiple reports came out that eventually surfaced of him smoking crack cocaine. At first he denied it, but later admitted to using crack, probably in one of my drunken stupors. Yo, you remember if you smoke crack, dog. Yeah, like, no matter how wasted you are.
That's what, yeah.
Me being the one
I can imagine.
Despite the scandal, he refused to resign and became infamous worldwide for his erratic behavior, public outbursts, and media circus. He did eventually step away from re-election campaign due to health issues. Cancer. You could get... I mean, cancer could happen to anyone. That's not crack-related.
I don't think that's crack-related.
That's a
oh, he died. R.I.P., dog. RIP.
Seems to be a theme tonight.
R.I.P. Rob Ford. Could we please not? I started it, but... This is too late into the pod now.
Yeah, I mean, if they watch this far, they deserve it.
Anything else on these petty ones? What do we got here? There's a billion 50 Cent ones. Like, yeah. Spying out Ja Rule's shows just to have empty seats in it is diabolical. I like some of these. Frank Sinatra sending goons towards critics is gully as shit. Shout out fucking Frank.
I think I had some business ones.
Howard Hughes buying... Nah.
So how about Steve Jobs, when he got laid off from Apple, he started another community company, and then he started Pixar while he was laid off.
Steve Jobs started Pixar?
Like, while he was just trying to...
That's his side hustle?
Refigure it out.
That's like his mucked up podcast.
Why did you get laid off? Why did you get laid off?
Because he was too controlling in the company, and like...
I just read some shit that said Steve Jobs was a fucking scumbag. It was actually...
Apparently he was like a tyrant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was the guy from... do you know the bald guy?
Yeah, Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
She's yuking it.
Yeah, because you had that fucking steak earlier.
Let's act like we don't see it. Should eat it up.
Pause.
Cut that. We bike. The MUP boys are bike.
Back to business. Smoking a keep spliff.
Keep spliff.
Keep spliff.
Ladies let me like them keep spliff.
Talk to me, Mar. What are you telling me I'd be horny for?
So, boom. Check this out. So... We all know Walt Disney.
We do.
You ever see, if you know about some Disney shit.
Heard about him.
So this bull, in his, where the state he graduated college from, he started working for a newspaper. That was his, like, first job. And he got fired for lack of creativity and not having good ideas.
Oh. What, from his paper company? What was it?
Like newspaper. Yeah, I mean, because back then it used to just be political commentary, and he was probably just trying to have fun. Mm.
You think?
That doesn't equate to lack of
creativity. Yeah, but creativity for them, for the Stiffs back then, was just like, oh, you couldn't find a way to make
fucking... Yeah, he was drawing a little mouse running around. They were like, what the fuck is this? You get checked. Yeah.
Freak ass mode. What? Yeah.
And another dude I think we got to wake up is Thomas Edison, because he really didn't invent shit.
Yeah, is he petty for that, though? I think we...
It is, because Tesla might have... Well, actually, Tesla would have been petty if he pulled through. But honestly, like, Tesla basically came up with, like the whole idea of that, with the light bulb and all that shit first.
Yeah, no, I knew Thomas Edison was...
And I think it's petty because Tesla's idea was to make electricity free, and they could generate it from one spot. And then Thomas Edison said, nah, we're going to make power companies and power lines so we could charge money. And then somehow Tesla dies.
That's the part where it gets petty and gully. That's like...
Imagine you have no electric bill.
Yeah. I mean, RIP to Nikola Tesla, I guess. And...
Thoughts and prayers, huh?
Fuck Thomas Edison. I had Thomas Edison on my scammers list.
I mean,
he just claimed all he was a professional patenter. He just knew how to beat people to the
patent. I think our last three episodes all got intertwined because, like, scammers are petty and gaslighty.
Yeah. We got to take a break off. Just like,
like they're all are like the same. Like, we could probably have used same the same round. List for the past three episodes.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, and then just the Ford versus Ferrari I was thinking about, too.
Yeah, talk to me nice about that.
Apparently, I think Ferrari was a company, or the other way around, and I think Ferrari might have been a... I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah. Come on. What's the fourth mic
here? Let me hit you nice with it.
Based on a true story, 1966, Le Mans, 24-hour race. Is this what you want?
No. Say, what was the car company that started off as a farm equipment company? And their engines were famous.
Is this it? Ferrari versus Ford? Ferrari in the early 1960s was the king of endurance racing, sleek hand-built cars. Ford, meanwhile, had money and muscle, but had no prestige like European racing. Henry Ford wanted to shake up Ford's image and compete globally. Is this the beef? Ford tried to buy Ferrari. Ferrari even insulted Ford personally, which lit a fire under Henry Ford's ass. He told the execs, "Build me a car that will crush a Ferrari at Le Mans." Ford poured millions of dollars into the GT40 program, which we're all now familiar with if we've listened to anything about on Ralph Barbosa's press run. They brought the Shelby in. All right, this is when Ford started to really bring in muscle. This is test for cars. Ford dominated, got him out the paint.
Pack him the fuck up, Yinzer.
America.
You know.
America.
What did he say when he insulted him? I don't know what he said.
Yeah. Me too. Where'd that line go? Ferrari even insulted Ford personally. He said, build me... Yeah.
Okay, so here it is. The thing I was thinking about, if you guys are ready for it.
Yeah.
So Lamborghini originally was a company that made farm equipment, like farm tractors and shit.
Yeah.
Really?
And they thought they made the guy thought I made the best engine, so he went to Ferrari and was like, I think I can make engines for your cars. And they were like, fuck you, you fucking farm boy. And then he went and started Lamborghini.
Wow.
Oh, shit. What company did he go to?
Lamborghini. They went to Ferrari.
A Lamborghini went to Ferrari and was like, yo, I can help you with your Ferrari.
He was like, I'm really good at making engines. Like, can I get a job? And they were like, nah. And then he was like, fuck that.
And it made
then became their biggest competitor, pretty much.
In their defense, it's like not what they were going for, though.
But he would like it was. He just thought like, I'm tired of making tractor parts. I want to make sport. I'm trying to make a tractor engines. I want to make performance.
Yeah,
car
can I
engines.
Use your resources to like,
you?
Be on team?
And then they said, nah, we don't think you could. That would transition. And then he started making Lamborghinis.
I'm just defending them, thinking that it wouldn't translate at the time. That's what took a lot of hindsight.
And then he stood.
It's a little less. Wow, you're an idiot, than like saying Walt Disney's not creative, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just cut this part out.
It's just crazy. They could have just hired him and he would have been. They wouldn't have Lamborghini as a competitor today.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that aged terribly.
I mean, a Lamborghini is cooler than a Ferrari to me.
Yeah, they're about this. They run like they're direct competitors.
Yeah, for
they're
sure.
both Italian companies.
If I'm rich, though, like you know what I mean, I want to just claim the like. This is like a dream car type shit. I'll get a Lamborghini.
I mean, Ferrari definitely has more special, like more, like their cars are valued more. But yeah,
are they?
Yeah, because there's like they like Lamborghini doesn't really make like Ferrari will do a release where they only make five of a certain type of Ferrari.
That doesn't make it a better whip, though.
I'm not saying it's better, but they could demand more money.
Yeah.
And it's harder to get a Ferrari, like a Ferrari. Yeah. Like, they won't even, like Joe Budden was saying, he was like, it's hard for me to get a Ferrari because I don't already have a Ferrari. Like, you have to, like, get a Ferrari from, like, your boy that is a Ferrari collector.
There's, like, a wait list.
And then you have to prove that, like, you have a Ferrari already. Like,
well, you have to have a Ferrari to get a Ferrari.
Pretty much. Like, they try to make it, like, so it's hard to get.
Yeah.
Like, a Lamborghini you can kind of just buy.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the Lamborghini, bro. He's still winning, bro. Fuck Ferrari. Get over yourself.
Yeah. I feel like
I just realized I don't fuck
the
with Ferrari.
The dude went for going for the farm to make him one of the
I realized that when Joe said that shit about that. I was like, if they said that to me, I would just be like, all right, fuck you then. I don't want your car.
But the type of shit dudes like Joe, like, that makes him want it more.
new Rich Bulls.
Yeah.
Facts.
So that's their market.
Mm-hmm.
It's dudes that want to work. To be in a club.
Yeah. Oh, so this was this fake...
Don't fucking... Joe's gonna see that, because he sees everything. Yeah. And I'm fried up. I'm not close by.
Hi, Joe. So this was that J. Edgar Hoover shit. Did we talk about this? You asked about it earlier. He had the FBI mailed Martin Luther King Jr. an anonymous suicide letter. And pretended to be from a disillusioned black supporter, accusing King of being corrupt, immoral, and unfit to lead, threatened to expose him, wiretapped him in all of his affairs. So basically, he tried to gaslight Martin Luther King into thinking that he was causing black people to commit suicide, but it was coming from him.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
They did everything in their power to...
J. Edgar Hoover. That wasn't even... you're not even low.
No.
Because nobody was doing that at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, black people were sending fucking Martin Luther King suicide letters. Like, that was such a bad reach. Like, that wasn't even a good attempt. They tried a bunch of shit before they got to
they
that
They tried
one.
To convince him to kill himself. They wrote a bunch of letters. They were like, yo,
that's what that. That's what that was. Yeah.
But, about, just be what would Martin Luther King do? Suck my dick. You know?
How about Larsa Pippen?
Larsa Pippen.
She's just a bad person.
She's just got no picks, really. I think it comes down to that. It's just like...
She doesn't have to go far to fuck.
The real stretch four. Oh, shit. M performing cleaning out my closet in front of his mom is diabolical. Being petty with your own mom like that is wicked.
Are they still beefing?
She's dead.
It's not.
RP dead bitch. I don't know.
Not the birds.
All right. So, what do we want to get into next? We want to get into Hitler and all these people we shouldn't have let.
We're not on YouTube anyway, right? Now let's do the movies.
All right. Who would you trade lives with for a day? Let's.
It's, real person or we going Justin Bieber?
No, movies.
Oh, okay.
A movie character you would trade lives with before I get to the list.
Definitely.
Neo from the Matrix.
Neo from the Matrix off rip. I don't know how fun that would be.
Thor.
Be sick.
Marty would get bitches if he was Thor, though. He would like he wouldn't even complete the mission.
And they don't need me, they got Hulk.
do you guys want to guess what mine would be?
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Close. Jesus Shuttlesworth's based on Stephon Marbury, though.
Really?
Yeah. And Ray Allen.
Stephon Marbury's
Majestic.
The
fucking
man.
What? Just cooking crack? Marty thinks, I can cook crack. Marty thinks that if I could swap with anybody, I would be a fucking crack dealer.
No, he's higher up, though.
You just talk? I would teach everyone how to cook crack. Majestic. No, I was thinking Calvin Cambridge, like Mike.
Oh, okay.
If you could just put on the shoes and just be Mike.
That's obviously would rip, dude. And then he gets, then he just gets in the league, and he's just in the hotel rooms, dude.
Well, I always thought about, like, if I was a superhero, I would be so low with it. Like, I'm being in the NBA or the NFL, and I'm just, like, using a little bit of my powers.
Yes, a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to be like, I could fly, but I'm just going to dunk from, like, just inside the three-point line.
Do you think...
And that's going to be, like, what anyone thinks the most I can do.
Just keep it reasonable enough, but keep pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. Like, if I'm Superman, I'm a running back in the NFL, and I'm acting like 15% better than Derrick Henry.
Yeah, but no, but it would be obvious, bro. Everybody that hit you would, like, break something.
Nah, you control it.
I would just fucking
you just medium it. Like, when you're fighting, like, a kid. Hard, when you're playing, though. When you're playing with, like, a young guy, you're like, oh, you hit me. You finally got me. Like, I go on a 60-yard run, and I'd be like, oh, they ran me down.
Yeah. And I mean, if I could tell mine, I would just, like, use it to, or tell the future, I would just use it to, like, win the lottery, like, every, like... I'd play it all, every day, though. I'd play it every day, lose all the time, and then win, like, every...
That's
like,
what I'm saying, like, 15 sports,
years,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, fuck, he's done it again, man, from New Jersey.
You don't have to do that. You just go back and just... You just put all your money in fucking Facebook and Apple and fucking Microsoft.
I would just do one.
I'd day. Obviously just sports gamble.
Yeah. Because be that'd be more fit. You'd get more famous.
It would be more exciting.
That'd be sick, yeah.
I mean, not really. You just still know.
Me and Dede watched all the fucking old Jeets games last night. Yeah. Dude, we were still like, fuck! I told Dede, I'm like, no, they do lose this
sport. I was also thinking you go back in time and make, like, classic albums and shit yourself.
I don't think I could do that, though.
Why? It'd be so fun.
That's not how music works.
What do you mean? You just monkey see, monkey do.
No, you don't.
It's the guy. It's what he's been through. It's his fucking... Yeah. You also like the character, too. You know, I mean, there's some songs that...
Like, you ever see that movie where the guy...
Yeah, that's a crazy...
The guy wakes up. What? He wakes up and nobody knows...
You like Nas. I was like, you know what I mean? Like, you like him. Yeah, it works.
If so I recorded Illmatic right now...
The movie, the guy wakes up one day and nobody knows who the Beatles are.
Yeah, that movie sucks.
Boy, that movie's ripped.
That movie sucks.
Wait, what happened?
It's called...
So he just started making... He just started going to, like, piano clubs and doing Beatles songs, and people were like, what the fuck?
That movie's a crap. That wouldn't work like that.
No, that shit ripped. Yeah. That's why I think I'd go back and make, like, Scorpion.
Scorpion? Oh... That's what
side B too. Like he would keep it realistic. That's your Derrick Henry metric. Yeah. Scorpion, just side B though.
No, so I think I get away with that. Obviously, I can't do the blueprint. Yeah. Like, yeah. What the fuck? It's obviously the real.
He didn't even go like nothing was the same.
I think I get away with Scorpion. Right. Honestly, that's what I was thinking about when I said that point. Bounce that shit.
You're going back in time to make Scorpion is one of the funniest.
No,
things.
I can see the future. That's what Dana says.
See the future. Well, yeah, it's kind
of. That's what I'm landing on right there.
Scorpion side B. Holy shit. Because side A is just about like him beeping with Kanye. Like, yeah. You just have like that static.
I think I can honestly get away with that. That's why I stand on it.
That's a terrible take.
Holy
Ace
shit.
Ventura would be fun as shit. Like, if animals really just fuck with you that heavy and you could just be a fucking pet detective and just get your shit off, that would be...
Let's talk petty, too, with Charlie's uncle from Charlie and Charlie Factory. This fuck nigga was bedridden for years. Man, Charlie scored that ticket. He hopped his... dancing ass up right away.
Was that just like a writing flaw in that movie? Like, did they just fuck that up?
I don't know. He's a scumbag, though. I hope he died shortly after from too much candy.
Yeah. Fucking fraud. He was just collecting disability.
Scumbag. Is taking care of him and shit?
You ever seen the show Californication?
Yeah, I love that show.
I would love to be that guy.
That guy? You are that guy.
Yo! Leave it in!
That's what you keep doing, dude.
True, dude. I'm under 30.
Leave it in. Like, I gotta tell you.
All right, never mind. That was, I got too much. I don't like this topic anymore.
Oh, shit. Why would Jack Dawson be
on the Titanic? Yeah, that's what
I was just thinking. Why would I want to be on the Titanic?
You see, they did a whole test on if they both could have fit on the thing. Like, yeah. Like the actual...
Oh, they did like a sports science on that.
Yeah. And I think it said that they probably both would have died when they actually did the actual test.
For real?
Yeah, because it would have like pushed the board down a little too much where they would have like froze out.
Yeah. I think you still try it though and then like you find out pretty early
but
on.
But he didn't want to risk it. That's how much he loved her.
Pussy.
Jack. How about Ricky Bobby? Jack.
Ricky Bobby's the fucking man.
What about fucking Jackie Moon? There's a couple Will Ferrell characters I would like to be.
True. Yeah.
The owner, player, GM of the fucking Flint Trops.
I wouldn't mind being Mission Impossible Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You just do these crazy missions and you're just always going to make it out.
Yeah. Zero fear of death.
Yeah.
Or just like anyone from the Fast and Furious series. Remember Triple X, that Vin Diesel movie?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's in my top
five. The headbutt. That's when the headbutt got in my bag.
Yeah. So, remember there's a scene in that movie where he fucking jumped, where he's like, a sniper's trying to get him, and he's at an Italian restaurant, and he holds the plate up, the tray, and then like blinds the sniper, and then he jumps off on the staircase and he rips like a rail and he goes on like this fucking like a better than like it would like win the X Games in skateboarding, but he's on a fucking
he jumps on the pan.
He's on a fucking pizza tray, dude. Like this is, that movie that's one of those movies that like I'm scared to go back and watch. Like what if it's not
yeah,
like,
it probably be so sick.
It was really cool when it came out.
Bro, the first scene when he takes the car out the back of the plane and he's riding on the plane, fucking like
welcome to the Xander Zone.
Come on.
Welcome to the Xander Zone, bro.
Gone.
And then they tried to remake it with Ice Cube, but Ice Cube just couldn't do the stunt, so you just knew he couldn't. Bro, Vin, do you ever see Triple X, bro?
Yeah. What about
I might put that on right after this. Son. I'm
Danny Zuko of Greece. Nah. That was the boy I wanted to be. That nigga.
He was down bad, bro. He was never gonna make it out.
Who? Did? You're right.
He had no shot.
Why?
I think Danny likes the journey in that though.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes well, like, he likes the poet's tale.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
You can already do that.
That's your qualification.
Yeah, but that's a small world life.
Holy fuck.
Oh, that's so funny, bro. No, this is a fun topic. I'll go fuck.
Shut up. Van Wilder.
I don't know if I've ever seen Van Wilder.
That's when Ryan Reynolds plays the guy that's in college for like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And his dorm room is like 8 dorm rooms. He turned into like a penthouse and shit. they based it off Bert Kreischer. They bought his life rights for like $500,000 when he was in college, and then they just made Van Wilder.
Is that fucking real?
Yeah, that's how. Because Bert Kreischer, he went to Florida State University for like 9 years.
Yeah, I knew that.
And he got like Rolling Stones was supposed to write like a piece on like the fraternity row in Florida State or some shit, and then they were all like, "Who do we like follow for the day?" And they were like, you "Gotta go with Bert. Like he's been here for like two decades, like a decade.
He's fucking 30."
So then, as the guys following him around, they're like, "This guy's a fucking nutcase." He's like, "This guy's dad just pays for his college, and he just takes like 2 classes a semester and just chills." And then finally, they're like, "We're scrubbing the FSU piece. We're just doing a piece,
just a Bert piece
on Bert," and then some movie producer, I think Will Smith, sees the article. He signs Bert Kreischer. He somehow buys the rights to Bert Kreischer's story from his college.
He bought his likeness, so does Bert Will Smith own Bert?
He might get cheddar off like every Bert special.
That's the craziest
like,
360.
Will Smith was Bert Kreischer's mentor for like the first like 8 years of his career.
Really?
Are you serious?
And then they made Van Wilder off. It's obviously it's blown up. Like, it's not actually based.
Dude, that he has a very crazy story, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
I've been watching and hating on
him. He didn't really pop in comedy until he was, like, 40. Like, he had a whole 20-year entertainment
career. That's actually pretty cool that he didn't, like, die and, like, fucking crash out and kill himself.
And then he just got random Travel Channel shows for like a decade, and then
yeah, I knew that part. Put him on. I knew that.
That was like his arc of his life.
Wow.
Travel Channel was.
Now I want to watch him. You should just do like
Bert Tries Anything, where he would travel around to amusement parks, go on roller coasters, like Bert travels.
I guess I like him.
Take his shirt off, eat a cheeseburger on King Dakar or something stupid. Like,
I never thought he was funny.
No, he's not funny. That's the thing. He slipped through the cracks.
He's definitely funny to his demographic. Which is fat old dudes.
He's funny, like laugh at him funny, not like laugh at his joke funny.
I think it's based.
I don't like laughing at people that much.
Likes him.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean either. Like, I don't like laughing at those type of people that know they're being laughed at.
Well, it's not us too. Yeah, like, he's a 40-year-old married guy with kids. Like, that's the content he's sharing. We're
right. But so is Bill Burr, and I think he's funny.
Bill Burr's a clever comedian though.
I don't really love storytelling comedy either, to be honest, in the first place.
Into?
More of a joke guy.
Yeah.
Or like...
Jokes within the story.
Or like social commentary.
This movie was alright.
I liked the movie so much, and it bombed.
The Burt Kreischer movie?
I never
saw it.
I lost a bunch of money, that's why they got more blockbuster comedian movies.
He fucked it up for the good guys.
I went on opening
I might want to watch Van Wilder, though.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
It's a great movie. It's Ryan Reynolds playing Burt Kreischer, and it's like obviously blown up.
What year was this?
I don't know. Look it up.
Like 07? Like, is this like prime comedy movie era? Don't get me.
I bet you it's on this list. Right, Van Wilder, right there.
Wow. There's some good ones on this list too.
I would want to be Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah, what about...
Spy Kids?
What about Young Boy and Goofy movie that ends up winning the skateboard competition?
Oh, fucking...
Goofy Son, whatever.
Yeah, The Hero's Journey too.
Yeah, that's a good movie. That's a good movie, for real, for real.
That pizza in that movie looks so good.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Oh, too. God damn, Bert Kreischer's old as fucking dog shit.
How old is he?
I don't know. If a movie was made on his life when he was 10 years into college in 2002, he's
like 50.
He's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Remember Blank Check? Did you ever see Blank Check?
Yeah, where the kid finds the check in the car.
That's a lock. I mean, you'd probably get depressed pretty quick, but this is the prompt was, who would you want to be for a day? That Blank Check day, of course. That Blank Check kind of had, like, positive Home Alone vibes, in a way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just, like, the freedom of it. But the satisfaction of being Macaulay Culkin was probably better than the Blank Check kid.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? Like, coming out on the other end of that.
Except his parents robbed him.
Right.
But also,
I meant the character in the movie.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking? why would I want to be Doug in The Hangover?
Oh, what's that Ben Bradley Cooper movie? Limitless.
Limitless.
That shit would be tight.
But again, that would be another one only for a day or two.
Yeah.
Because that, like, Blank Check, it's I was just thinking like, that, like, things limitless. Like, it's just, there's no end.
And just to try it on, maybe, Benjamin Button.
I was going to say this before, too. Fucking Forrest Gump?
Nah. I wouldn't
want Forrest Gump was the best. I mean, besides him being retarded.
It's hard enough being stupid.
Jordan Belfort.
He lived a crazy life. He's a fucking...
Oh, weren't you someone that woke up that Tony Montana is an idol?
Tony Montana's kind of a fucking loser. He's a loser.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Well,
he wanted to fuck his sister for first.
He did. Yeah. let's really start with that. He wanted to fuck his sister. He obviously couldn't because she's like, well, that's weird. I'm your sister. And
I fucking loved you, Gina.
He always just like had to spit.
Fucking loved you,
Gina. Yeah, just like, yo, clear your fucking throat. And then. But his sister was in love with his man. He got jealous of his man, crashed out behind that, then fell in love with some junkie bitch that didn't even love him. She just wanted him for his money. She just wanted him for the coke. She turns into a junkie. He turns into a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
He lets the whole business blow up, crashes out, is out in public wilding. I'm the fucking bad guy. He was really just a junkie. He wanted to fuck his sister, and he blew up a great opportunity that he had.
Yeah.
And we have him on posters on our wall.
Yeah.
Fuck Tony Montana, and fuck that movie.
Good movie.
It's an iconic classic movie. It's bad. It just shouldn't be where it's at, bro.
That's a good movie.
And the worst part about it is it's glorified. Why do we glorify that shit?
I feel you on a glorification.
Why I had a Scarface.
Because you would rather live 10 years as a lion than 100 years as a sheep.
Yeah, but he wanted to fuck his sister.
That's the part that's... I always forget about that part.
And he was a hater. He was a dirty macker.
Yeah.
He was a punk. He was a thief and he was a liar. What...
They did have that nigga tied up in that bathroom, though, chainsawed. He stayed true. He did, you know what I mean? They chainsawed his man right in front of him.
You know who I'd love to be?
Who?
The main character from Stomp the Yard. Probably the coolest, like,
pop.
Probably the coolest semester of anybody's whole life.
Was Stomp the Yard based in college?
Yeah, they're in a frat that does, like, stepping. That's the whole thing.
I did in my life. I probably watched that when I was, like, what, 9?
I watched that movie at least 20 times.
Seeing that movie more than once is crazy.
That shit rips, dog.
That shit sucks.
Megan Good, Neo, fucking Chris Brown.
Hold on. We could do good with Megan.
Shit, what's my favorite pick? Color green. How'd you know that? I said, ooh.
I still think Megan Good in Waist Deep is the best of bitches ever inked in a movie. Remember Waist Deep with Game?
She's probably the hottest, one of the hottest actresses of all time.
Yes.
Easily top 8.
I used to beat my shit to her
all the time.
I used to beat my knee back to her with in the cousin's ski. Flash.
Remember Cousin Skeeter? He wasn't outside for Cousin Skeeter.
I only know of it. I never know.
I'm just gonna do it. Quit and jump.
Sign off.
We got a pink that was episode. I didn't even introduce what episode is. That's episode 24 of the Muffed Up Podcast. See you next time. Price will be here. I promise.
We love you, David.
Peace.
Get well soon. I'll get that.